What in the world is happening? It's only 9:28, and we're starting KCIM Sports Rewind.
Thank you.
No. That's the Blankman effect. You got to go overtime if you're going to do anything, right?
You know, usually we go long and not start early.
That's true. I guarantee we're probably going to go long again today, too. This is KCIM Sports Rewind, brought to you by St. Anthony Regional Hospital. I'm John Ryan.
I'm Jeff Blankman.
And
Mason Nealon.
Mason, glad you could join us this morning. Hey, you're here.
Yeah, fun.
Are you awake?
Like 50%.
50%. Well, it's better than 25% Mason awake, I guess. So we have got a special guest we're going to get to coming up here in just a couple of moments. But big news going on first. Luca Garza signing a contract this morning. How about that?
I had not heard that. Where's he going?
2-year deal with the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
Guaranteed, by the way.
Really?
So he's going to be in the NBA.
Okay.
5.5. It's about time that guy got a shot somewhere.
Yeah, every time they send him back down to Des Moines, he dominates. I've went down and watched a few of the games where he's played down there, and nobody can stop him at the developmental league, so it'll be interesting to see what, when he gets a chance in the NBA, what can happen.
Yeah, they're like, he's going to get a shot to play with the Boston Celtics, so a contender, so that's about the best situation for him. We'll get to our trivia question here coming up, but Jeff, we got a special guest in the studio here with us.
Real quick, though, what's Celtics that? Still a contender with Jason Tatum down all year?
No. They need to do some, they just made a big trade the other day.
They did.
They got rid of Porzingis, or whatever that guy's name was. I never knew how to pronounce it.
Kristaps Porzingis, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that guy's gone off the roster, but we'll see. I don't follow the Celtics as much as I used to.
Right.
You know, I'm almost following the Timberwolves more, which is blows my mind.
Are you switching over to become a T-Wolves fan?
Nah, not really. I'm more of a Caitlin Clark fan, honestly. I'd rather watch the WNBA than the NBA.
I think you're like a lot of people nowadays.
They play better basketball, a better brand of basketball that I like. Huh? So, anyway, we got a special guest. Tell us who we got.
We do. We've got Lucas Deal, of course. He is a Kemper Catholic athlete. He's going to be a junior for them this fall, but also works out at Greg Custer's North Highland Weightlifting Club. Mm-hmm. And he's pretty amazing. Another national championship. One of the strongest young men, not just in Iowa, but probably one of the strongest young men in the world. And it's been pretty impressive what he's been able to accomplish here. And what'd you say, 5 years or so, 4 to 5 years of lifting?
About that,
Greg? Yeah. So welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming into the studio today.
No problem.
Probably the greatest moment of your life, right, so far? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Certainly right up there in the top five. Let's talk about it. You recently won a youth national weightlifting championship, but this is not strange territory for you. You've been used to this. Talk about what you won and a little bit of your past in weightlifting.
So 2 years ago, I won my first national championship. That was also in Colorado Springs. Then this past year, I won the snatch, which is one of the two lifts you compete with. Snatch and the clean and jerk are the two you do. I won the snatch in Pittsburgh last year.
And we're talking how much weight here?
Last year I won the snatch with 120 kilos, so around 270 pounds. This year I won the snatch I got second in the snatch with 134 kilos.
You got to do that conversion thing.
Around.
This is why weightlifting is confusing a little bit, because it's always in kilos and things. So you got to convert that over to pounds. I know you at least
295 pounds.
Dang. And 295.
Clean and jerk, I did 169 kilos, which was, I want to say, 370 something.
371.8.
Yeah.
371.8 as I talk into the mic.
Yeah. So incredible numbers. This is just amazing. Is this what you've been shooting for as is working in towards the competitions?
I wanted higher numbers. I mean, who doesn't, though?
So never enough, right?
No. They just changed weight classes this year. It used to be, I want to say, 102 plus. But this year they dropped it down to 94 plus and they removed a bunch of the weight classes and added them all to one. So all the records were new. So I set two American records in the clean and jerk and in the total. My clean and jerk, like I said before, was 169 and my total was 303. The previous total in the other weight class was 314, I want to say. The clean and jerk total was 182, and the snatch total, the snatch was 142.
That's a lot of numbers, but those are in kilos, by the way.
Yes.
So you got to convert that to pounds.
Yeah. Lucas, for you, what's it like? It's not like this is the first one of these. You won the championship, you know, 2 years ago. But what's it like to walk into a facility like that with all of the greatest lifters in the country and feel like you can go out and really dominate a lot of those guys?
You don't feel like you can dominate the entire time. It's very nerve-wracking. I didn't really notice the amount of people there, like the crowd or anything, but I just had my nerves were terrible. That's a good thing in sometimes, but you're just so jittery and scared. You want to perform so bad. You just feel scared. You just don't know what you're doing really at the start.
Is that when you kind of fall back on the training that
Definitely.
You do with Greg? Kind of take us through how that helps you through.
You just do these movements so often, like, is ingrained, just pure muscle memory, and that's what you rely on for the first lift normally. That's the hardest one. It's the lightest what you do, but it's the most important, because if you miss your first lift, the chances of you making your other ones are smaller, because you always go up in weight.
You know, it's funny that you go up there and you know that you can compete with them weight-wise, but how much of this sport is technical, all the little techniques that you have to have?
Everything is. Like, if it's not perfect, you're not going to get it. It has to be almost perfect every time.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference between winning a championship and not winning, right?
The guy I competed against, Madden Moniz from Georgia, he beat me in snatch, and we both almost missed our last clean and jerk. He missed his by time. There's a certain amount of time you have to go through. I want to say it's a minute. If you're going after someone else lifted, it's a minute, and if you're backing yourself up, it's 2 minutes. So if you lift and then you come back out for the next lift, you got 2 minutes.
Wow.
But he missed his last one because he ran out of time.
What do you do when somebody else is lifting? Are you watching, or are you kind of in the back refocusing yourself?
Three TVs in the back where are you warming up. One of them is a TV where it says the amount of time left and what weight they're doing. Another one is a board of who's up next, what they're going to do. And the last one is a video screen of the people who are lifting.
Which one are you glued to?
It depends. When I'm watching Madden, I'm watching the TV.
Yeah.
Or when he's lifting, I'm watching the TV because he's my main competition.
It sounds like you talk to him a lot off the stage and things like that.
Well,
do you guys become friends?
Originally, we weren't. I hated the guy. It helped.
There's competition there, yeah.
I hated him, and it helped my lifting.
Yeah.
So I was able to get mad just thinking about him, and I could lift a lot more weight, but last year, I talked to him, and I was like, he's a good guy. This kind of sucks. And I can't get as mad at him anymore.
I thought he did the same thing to you, right?
Definitely. Speaking of that, last year, I intimidated him so bad that he wouldn't let his family say my name. They had me as he who should not be named, like Voldemort.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say it was awesome. Their parents told us that afterwards.
Well, you're an intimidating guy. You're what, 6'3", 250?
Like 265.
265. So, yeah, you walked in the door, and I'm like, whoa, this guy is a big guy. But it all started because you wanted to get better at football. That's why you first started going to see Greg Custra, to get more flexibility, which seems odd when you're lifting weight to get more flexibility. Explain that.
Well, with the kind of lifting we do, you have to go past parallel. Well, you don't have to, but it has to go past parallel to count as a full lift, or else it's a power lift. It'll still count in competition, but you want to do it. And that just helped a lot with my flexibility, and being a lineman, being able to get more flexible helped me be able to stay in my stance longer, and it helps a lot with power and explosiveness. Getting out of your stance and just in general, it helps a whole lot.
So you said you started with Greg in eighth grade. Is that right?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. How long was it? Did it take before you started to really see results? Was it right away?
I wouldn't say right away, but pretty quickly.
I know Greg teaches the basics. I mean, you get the technique down before you even touch a weight.
Definitely. So. I started, I want to say, about a month before football season started in seventh grade. So I didn't have a whole bunch of time before that. And at that point, I was already, like, everybody was quite a bit smaller than me. Because I was probably 180 in seventh grade. So I'm just a lot bigger. So I didn't really need to notice a difference. But then freshman year, I noticed a big difference. Like, I got pulled up to varsity.
Yeah.
So clearly there's something that helped.
And you got to be one of the strongest kids on the varsity, too.
Yeah.
What's it like to walk onto the football field and know that your footwork, your flexibility, and all that stuff has benefited from this, and you're probably the strongest guy on the field most of the time?
It's a huge confidence booster. Just knowing that I'm stronger than everybody, knowing that there's not much they can do to stop me other than run away from me. That's always frustrating. I was playing D end last year for a couple of games I played, and after a couple of tackles, they just start running away from you.
Yeah,
they run the opposite direction, and it's like, well, not much I can do now. I can chase them, but
yeah,
being a lineman, I'm not that fast.
You know, it's funny. We'll talk a little bit more about football, but at what point did you start to fall in love with the weightlifting competition of it all?
Probably my first competition was eighth grade year, going into freshman year. First competition was a small one in Omaha, I want to say. It's just so much fun. It's very nerve-wracking, but showing people what you can do is like the best part of it.
Mm-hmm.
About how many competitions do you think you've competed in since then?
Way too few.
Really? Okay. Could you see yourself doing this almost full time?
Definitely.
Wow.
I love it. A lot of people that I do lift with, not a lot, but a couple people have upwards of 30 competitions. I have six.
Six a year?
No, just six in total.
Six total?
I've gone to two every year, one to qualify for nationals and then nationals.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
I need to go to a lot more.
Is there a strategy behind that, just going to one to get qualified and then showing up? Do you not want to?
No, more that I'm just too busy with sports. That's about it. I'm just too busy.
Your time is divided up. So how much time do you get to devote to just weightlifting throughout the week? How many times do you lift? What's the duration of those workouts?
I try to go 4 to 5 times a week, about minimum probably an hour and 30.
Mm-hmm.
Most I've gone is probably close to 3 hours.
And are you just practicing certain things, or is it you just like it's a workout all around?
It's a workout all around. Depends on what the workout Greg has set up for me.
Mm-hmm.
He makes all the workouts, and I just do them.
What's the worst exercise? What do you hate the most?
I don't know. Let's
get down to it. I mean, let's pick on Greg a little bit.
I don't really hate any of the workouts, really.
Oh, Greg, you got to get more creative then.
The things I probably dislike the most would probably be going from the blocks. There's these probably about it's a block about a foot tall, a little bit more than that, a foot and a half probably, I guess. And you have a weight on it, and you have to do the exercise off the blocks, but it's like right at the knee, so you're over the bar a lot more, and it's just harder. It's not as comfortable of a position to start from, and it sometimes hurts a little bit doing it that way.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm yanking it off the block more, because a lot of times it's more of a controlled movement off the floor. You start slow and then speed up as you go. But from that point, it's such a short area to make contact with the bar and get it up to your shoulders. You have to pull it way faster.
Yeah.
So it's like more of a yanking.
You seem like a real motivated kid. I mean, I bet your parents aren't going, come on, you got to go to practice. You, gotta, you seem like you're like, all right, let's go. Let's do this.
I love sports. I don't know what else to say. It's just fun.
Speaking of sports, I know we've talked to you some about football, but I don't think people realize, 6'3", you said 265. He plays goalie in soccer. That tells you mm-hmm. the agility and the athleticism that this young guy has. You don't find many goalies that size that move as well as this guy does.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about football. That's your first love, right?
Definitely.
So talk about what you had so far. You had an injury-shortened season in your sophomore year on varsity, only got in about 3 games. What was the injury, and what's the status of that?
I tore a ligament in my ring finger, my left ring finger. It's called jersey finger. I was trying to tackle the quarterback, reached out and grabbed his shirt hole of his jersey. And my weight, I dove at him and grabbed it. And I'm guessing my weight popped the tendon. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how it happened. I just realized the next play after that, I couldn't bend it all the way down. Like it was
permanently bent.
Yeah. Not permanently bent, but I could bend it, but the front of my finger wouldn't bend with my other fingers.
How painful was that?
It wasn't at all.
Really?
There was no pain. It was, I don't know if other people would feel pain with it or if it's just like not a pain thing.
So was that just a rested injury, or is there something they can do to fix that?
I had to get surgery.
Uh-huh.
And I was out for 16 weeks.
So there goes your season right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was hard.
You said it was frustrating to stand on the sidelines.
How hungry are you for the fall?
I can't wait. It's my favorite time of season.
So what do you, I mean, if you're going to football camps with everything else, you're wearing a Brent Venables Oklahoma football camp shirt.
That's from
here.
Last year.
Yeah.
I really had fun at that camp, but I was too busy this year to go again. This year I've gone to North Dakota State. That was 2 weekends ago. It was a 2-day camp. I had a lot of fun there. Before that, I've gone to Iowa State and Iowa. Then I've also gone, there was a smaller camp. It was probably about 50 guys in Norwalk. All the camps I go to are pretty much predominantly just O-line camps.
Mm-hmm.
O-line, D-line. I prefer D-line, but at the North Dakota camp, I had to play both. I had a lot of fun doing both because I was surprised how good I was at O-line. I didn't think I was good at O-line.
Why do you say D-line more than O-line?
I like contact. I like
you
hitting
want
people.
To initiate the contact.
I like hitting people. That's about it.
That's a football player there.
Exactly.
So have you started to think about college choices at all? I know you're just going into your junior year. Is that something that you're going to wait until at the end of the junior year, into the senior year to think about?
I don't know. Unlike most people, I don't have a college team. So I don't have a favorite team I want to go to. It's kind of up to relationship with coach and the family of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all football teams are a family. I want to have a good relationship with the team and the coach. And I don't know very much about the teams I've gone to yet or the coach. So once I start getting in a better relationship with those guys, it'll be a lot easier to choose.
I tell you, the three you mentioned, Iowa, Iowa State, and North Dakota State, those guys are tremendous. I mean, I hear nothing but rave things about all those programs and how the players just absolutely love the programs.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're looking for family, I know one that's out west that probably would be a really good family to join,
he's,
too.
He's so. Not a member of the staff. He's just pushing Nebraska on everybody here. So.
Nah. That's one school I probably won't go to.
So he doesn't have a favorite, but he knows which one not to. Right?
Yes. I do need to ask. You've been invited to the Pan Am Games down in Mexico. I know no decision's been made. That's a tough decision.
One.
But just the honor of being invited right now has got to be pretty special.
It's very special. It's just a big decision because the games is in right in the middle of football playoffs. So either I let the team down and go there, or go there and represent the U.S.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think I'd want to be in your shoes. That'd be almost an impossible decision to make.
Yeah.
let somebody else go in your place that you think you can beat? Being the competitor you are?
Me and Madden can go.
Yeah?
They can bring two heavyweights. I don't want him to beat me, though.
So, yeah, talk about just the difference between how is, like, you know, the competition in football is fierce, but like I said, that individual competition's got to be a little different in weightlifting. You know, I'd talk about the difference between those two, being part of a team and being an individual in a competition.
Being the individual competition, it's all on you. You don't have anybody else to blame. If something happens, it's almost always your fault. I mean,
oddly liberating in a way, right?
Definitely.
Like, yeah.
And then being it's such a technical sport, and Greg knowing it so well, if we record the video, he can find and tell me exactly what I did wrong, and then I can fix it the next lift.
Mm-hmm.
With football, there's if something happens on defense, like one guy's not playing because playing his heart out and doesn't and takes a play off, it can be a touchdown. Like
yeah. Yeah, other people cannot be doing their job and things like that. Those football coaches that talk to you, I'm assuming you're talking to some of the coaches out there. Yeah. They got to absolutely love what you're doing with the weights and things like that, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to talk to me yet. They weren't allowed to talk to me. It was June 15th was the time when they could start talking to me, and I haven't gotten anybody reaching out. But I think they do like it. A couple of the coaches did. I want to say South Dakota State was one of them that really liked what I was doing. I wasn't able to go to their camp because of nationals.
You know, there's a school to the south of that that's probably much better. So I'm a USD guy. So yeah, and all the facilities now are so good. Have you paid a visit anywhere?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got the football shirt camp.
I was one of
that.
The two D linemen to tour the campus and. If I could go off of campus alone, I'd probably go there so far from the places
really?
I've gone.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The weight rooms have to be incredible.
They're insane.
Yeah.
I mean, going from, you can go off of either Greg's or the Kemper weight room, going into a facility that much bigger is insane. Like, mm-hmm. You can look at the rec, and most of the college football facilities are bigger than that. Like the...
Yeah.
The weight rooms are bigger than the rec weight room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's way more equipment. It's insane.
Yeah. I tell you, you got a heck of a decision in front of you. I mean, fitting in that schedule of weightlifting, Jeff, I mean, you know it. It's like kids demand their time. Their demand on their time, I should say, is just insane. So Lucas has got to deal with all that.
Yeah, trying to play high school sports with the demand of everybody wanting your time year-round and then doing what you're doing with Greg, it's amazing, and the dedication to be willing to go in, as you said, to do, you know, 4 to 5 workouts a week at an hour to an hour and a half, you know, and sometimes up to 3 hours. That's really incredible what you're willing to be able to do.
During some seasons, I'm not allowed to go that long. It's not that I'm not allowed, but it's just not possible. Like football season, I can't go in after practice. A lot of times either it's too late or I'm just too tired to go in. So that season, I'll go about 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, you need the recovery time. It's just as important as the workout time.
That's probably the most important part is recovery, because if your body isn't recovered, you can't do anything.
Do you have special diets and stuff like that that you're going by? You get just like load up on proteins and things like that?
Seafood diet.
Seafood.
I miss those days. You know, I was going to tell you, you know, being too tired, I completely understand. I think one thing that many people don't realize is it's like the LSU baseball team that won the national championship this year worked out the morning of the games. Mm-hmm. So there's a big benefit to working out, and even on game day, to be able to work it out. But it's got to be a controlled and
it's
smart
be
workout.
It's
got to
be a short workout. It could be short, high intensity, or not even on high intensity, but just going through motions. That's kind of what we do. It was Saturday, I want to say. I lifted on Monday. On Saturday, I was going through the motions doing light weights for me, like just doing a couple of reps, getting that work in, and also just trying to get used to the altitude there.
Right.
That's one of the big problems with going other places for competitions with all sports, I imagine. Because up there, altitude, the atmosphere is so much thinner, you can't breathe hardly. that makes it harder to lift because you got to fill your lungs and hold your breath for a little bit while you're lifting the weight. And if you don't get enough air, you can pass out.
Blackout. Most of us are not at that level.
But yeah, you know. No. I like how he said lightweights for him. It's probably still more than I could lift.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
I was like 90 kilos about, and then that's about 200 pounds, and then 110 kilos, which is like 240.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, I'm out. I'm done on that stuff. So, Lucas, I tell you what, congratulations on the national championship, and we can't wait to see more from you, and I bet you just can't wait to get going with football.
Nah, I can't wait.
Dude's going to dominate this year on the offensive
part
line. So are you playing offensive line this year or defensive line?
I play both ways.
Did you? Okay.
I play both ways.
So we'll see him, of course, coming up with Kemper here on the football season. But thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it, man, and congratulations. Best of luck on everything going forward.
Thank you.
Lucas Deal, Jr. with Kemper here joining us on KCIM Sports Rewind. We're going to talk baseball, softball playoffs coming up next.
As the athletes at your house prepare for hard work and fun of the season, remember that St. Anthony Rehab Services provides physical therapy for any sports injury that may sideline your member of the team. Sports injuries can plague kids of all ages and keep them from playing the sport they love. Athletes will be under the direct supervision of a certified and licensed healthcare professional in the newly renovated sports performance facility. If an injury is keeping your athlete out of the game, call St. Anthony Rehabilitation Services at 794-5000 for sports injury and treatment rehab.
It's KCIM Sports Rewind. It's crazy. Just before, Jeff, you got back in the studio here, Lucas and I were hitting up ChatGPT to look up his stats.
Yes.
So we looked up his stats in football. As a sophomore, it showed, you know, how many tackles he had. He had a sack or whatever. And he was quick to point out, hey, that was only three games.
Yes.
So great young guy.
Yes.
Tell you what, very intelligent dude, and he's going to go a long way.
Yes.
Weightlifting, football, whatever he's got going on.
Glad we were able to get him in here today.
Absolutely. Let's talk baseball, softball playoffs beginning this Saturday night. You guys are going to be crazy busy.
Yeah, you know, Mason's headed down to Audubon as the Wheelers going to entertain Glidden-Ralston. He'll have that for everybody right here on KCIM.
That's a great first-round matchup.
Yeah, it's two teams that are kind of similar records, similar teams, and I mean, I've seen both of them play, and both coaches are optimistic, so I'm like, both teams are going to go out there. I could possibly see a seven or more inning game that's just going to be fun back and forth and good baseball.
Absolutely. And then I get a doubleheader. I start off with ICAM Manning Newell Fonda, and these games will be on KKRL. That'll be the 5 o'clock game down in Anita. And then following that game, it'll be Cam against Arweva. That'll be the 7:30 start. So looking forward to that. Just kind of running through, that's all in Class 1A, Substate 8, and District 15. Coon Rapids Bear does get the bye. They'll end up hosting then the winner of that Audubon and Glidden game. So all of our 1A schools all in the same brackets. In Class 2A baseball-wise, you've got ESAC County opening up this Saturday as well. They're going to be at Ridgeview. That'll be a 7 o'clock start. We were hoping to try and get that one done on YouTube, but we ran into internet issues and having good, viable internet at places, so we're not going to be able to bring that one. Nick Brinks is headed up to Estherville, Lincoln Central. He'll have South Central Calhoun against Southeast Valley. It's so funny to me. Those two schools are, 20, 30 minutes apart, and they got to drive like 2 hours north to play. I don't know why they can't just reach out to the state and go, let's just flip a coin and, you know, the better seed team hosts this game. And
exactly.
Then, yeah, you know, and stuff. But
you got to travel a long way and make your fans all travel.
Yes, absolutely. But that's Class 2A, and that is a district at number 1 for ESAC County and district at 2 for South Central Calhoun. Now, Kemper also in that district, too. They await the winner. They get a bye in the opening round. They'll take on either Estherville, Lincoln Central, or Manson, Northwest Webster in their opening round. The Carroll Tiger baseball team.
Is that one
going
to take place here in Carroll, or is that going to be on the road?
It's going to be in Forest City.
Okay.
Yep, it's going to be in Forest City.
Wow, that's a haul.
It is.
Kemper has not traveled that far in a baseball playoff.
Not for a long time. Absolutely. Carroll Tigers, they got a tough one in their opening round. They take on a ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton team. And that'll be on July the 11th, which is next Friday. That'll be the only baseball game we have that night, but they'll open on the road at Sergeant Bluff Luton, and of course I'll be up there. And softball playoffs, they get underway coming up on Monday. In Class 1A and Region 3, IK Manning will take on Ridgeview. We'll have Coon Rapids Bayard against Arweva. Now, Glidden-Ralston does await the winner of that Coon-Arweva games. So that should be kind of fun. Class 2A Region 1, Kemper opens up at home with Nottoway Valley. Exire Oakland, Kimbledon, Audubon gets a bye in the opening round. They'll take on Pleasantville coming up on July the 9th, which is next Wednesday. That game at Pleasantville. And watch out. We've been mentioning the Spartans, the record, not great, but a win over a ranked Woodbine team last night. We saw the win the other night against a ranked Missouri Valley team. So they're 2-0 against ranked teams in their last two ball games. So they're starting to round into shape a little bit. Class 2A Region 8, South Central Calhoun opens up on a Monday at Alta Aurelia. ESAC does get a bye in the opening round. They'll take on a team they know well, another Twin Lakes Conference team in Sioux Central. That'll be in Sioux Central coming up again on Wednesday. And then the Carroll Tigers, they head to Lamar's, and that game will be on Thursday, July the 10th. And that game, again, will be a 7 o'clock start. So I think Mason and I figured out of the first 25 potential games that our teams could play, we'll have 22 of them on the radio.
Wow.
So we're going to be getting to as many places as we can, and luckily, hopefully, going to be able to get as many teams covered as we possibly can. And we could end up having more than that. We just kind of looked at the first couple of rounds with through the byes and all that kind of stuff. We could have 25 games played, and 22 of those will be covered on the radio.
Wow. And by the way, Coon Rapids Baird, they were not playing this Saturday. They received a bye in the opening round.
Yes, Coon Rapids Baird gets that bye, and they'll take on either Audubon or Glidden-Ralston in their game, their first game, and that'll be, again, down in Coon Rapids. So,
all right, fun begins.
Coon picked up two ranked wins this weekend, knocking off West Lyon and Key at the Prongy Classic over in Des Moines. So,
talk about playing your best ball at the right time of year.
Yes, and we can't forget the rivalry game tonight, Carroll Kemper softball, Carroll Kemper baseball. Mm-hmm. And luckily, Nick and Mason going to be able to bring the broadcast. I will be out of town at a family wake tonight, so I'm not going to be around to be able to help out with the broadcast. So
okay, so there you go. That the playoffs begin coming up on Saturday, so catch all the action. And by the way, get that sports mobile app. That is the best way to keep on top of everything. CB Sports Network in your app store or the website sports.1380kcim.com. It's Sports Rewind here on KCIM, brought to you by St. Anthony Orthopedic Services.
Western Iowa's news and classic hit station.